When I first saw the Marlin 1895 Dark, I thought, geez, that's a goofy-looking rifle. It looked as though a serious collision took place between a lever-action rifle and someone's AR-15. No American walnut stock, no satin finish, no semi-buckhorn sights. Instead, a hardwood stock spray-painted black with raised spider webbing, a flat black metal finish, one of those John Wayne oversized lever loops, and a top rail. Someone sacrificed classic lever action aesthetics to make a much improved hunting rifle. Oh, now I get it. During the course of this project, the rifle was shot through the ghost sight, a red dot sight, and a scope, which made for a very adaptable system. The muzzle thread protector came off, and both muzzle brake and silencer were tried. Both seriously dampen the recoil of modern heavy-hitting .45-70 ammunition, and the latter gave my ears a break. Yes, the big loop lever provided more room for my hand and made follow-up shots much faster. When I was done, the rifle looked about the same as when I started. No signs of wear and tear. Never once was I worried about getting scratches in a hard-to-refinish, Mar-Shield-coated American walnut stock. I'm now on my fifth Marlin Model 1895 guide gun. Each time I buy one, it's because it is a classic design. As time goes by, I start fiddling with reworks and accessories to make it a better hunting rifle, and it ends up looking like the Model 1895 Dark. Then I feel guilty for violating some implied lever-action oath, so I sell the rifle, buy another guide gun, and the cycle begins again. This time I'll leave the guide gun alone and buy an 1895 Dark, and have the best of both worlds, a classic lever-action rifle and a pragmatist hunting rifle. Thank you.